If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is the guy of guys, Connor. Welcome in. How was your weekend?
Well, if the Chargers would have won, then it would have been a lot better of a weekend. But I guess they thought they had a bye this week.
Yeah.
The Ravens showed up to that game. I could tell you that.
Yeah. No, I think that was the one game that probably screwed a lot of people this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it. And then joining us, the green blob, the voice of God, Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was okay. Kind of came back to earth, but still feeling confident. Got a lot of deep value picks tonight. So ready to present on my best bets and overcome my deficit in the competition.
Nice. Absolutely love it. So before we get started, I want to talk about the dailystakes.com. We keep telling you guys about this because it's legit. It's head to toe legit. And for those that didn't know, the NBA actually starts tomorrow. So they have NBA, they have NHL, they have MLB, they have NFL. So maybe you're an expert in one sport. Maybe you're an NFL expert. Maybe you're an NBA expert. Well, they've got your back on the ones that you aren't experts in. They can help you with any sport. And even if you are an expert, you can kind of see what their model says, see what they're saying, and you can, you know, evaluate your bets and yourself against that as well. So if you go to thedailystakes.com and when you check out, use promo code DUMM, D-U-M-M, you get 20% off your first month. So again, thedailystakes.com, promo code DUMM. All right, boys, it's Monday night. What does that mean? We got daily fantasy. So Diz, we'll mix it up a little bit. Why don't you go ahead and start us off with your daily fantasy lineup for tonight?
You, I want this to be known that I'm going to keep track going forward of the average total points of my fantasy team combined. Obviously, when you make the lineup, sometimes you look at how much they average per game, but I'm going to start totaling them up because I think my strategy's been a little off.
Okay.
Maybe looking into multiple combinations, multiple permutations. How can I get the highest overall average value? And I think that's what I did tonight. MVP Josh Allen, not going to overthink it. He's the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. He's been absolutely popping off, and the guy racks up points. No matter how you think of him, he gets fantasy points more than any other quarterback. I got Derrick Henry number two. He's on my fantasy team in real life. I need him to have a big day to get the win, so I'm riding with him. Then I got Zach Moss, 13 points per game, very low value, so I love that pick. I got a guy whose first name I don't know, tied in for the Bills. His last name's Knox. Do you guys know his first name by chance?
Dawson.
Dawson Knox. Pretty sweet name. pretty Dawson name. See what I did there?
Oh, okay.
He's got 13 points per game as well. Didn't overthink that. Just trying to get the highest value for the most points per game. And then Tyler Bass, kicker for the Bills. 11 points per game. One of the higher points per game from a kicker. My average combined is 88 points per game, which is higher than I've ever scored in daily fantasy. So I'm hoping to cash out. I do have a 50-50 competition. I know you guys have a different one. I signed up for the 50-50 because I'm pretty bad at this daily fantasy stuff. So I'm just trying to cash a little bit.
Nice. I love it. All right, Connor, what do you got?
All right, so first three are the exact same as what Diz has. Josh Allen is my MVP, Derrick Henry, Zach Moss. Then I went to save some money to see who I can get for the last spot. I went with Cole Beasley for $7,500. I thought that was really cheap for Cole Beasley. He seems to be the guy that certain games will pop off, but other games, he's non-existent. So we'll see if he's the guy in this game. I wanted to go with Dawson Knox, but I pulled back on that so I can get my last guy, Emmanuel Sanders. I'm extremely happy with that pick. I think he's going to have a touchdown or two tonight. So that's where I reside.
Nice. Love it. I thought about Emmanuel Sanders, but I thought maybe he was going to be kind of too chalky. I think he's got like 2+ scores maybe in back-to-back games or something. I know he did last week. He had 2+ touchdowns. But anyways, so for my MVP, I went Derrick Henry. Now, again, you know how I like to do this. I like to kind of go away from what I think the public MVP is. I think Josh Allen's going to be very, very chalky for an MVP. I think Derrick Henry, if the Titans have any kind of a chance tonight, it's going to be Derrick Henry. So I like Derrick Henry as my MVP. And then, of course, I have Josh Allen. I'd be crazy not to take him. And then I went Stephon Diggs. He is actually he is the best receiver on the Bills. He actually leads the team in targets by 14 targets over second place. And this is also a hedge for me because I'm going against him in fantasy. And then this is my long shot sleeper pick. I went Marcus Johnson. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who is Marcus Johnson? I know neither of you guys have heard of Marcus Johnson. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I mean, I know someone named Marcus Johnson, but I'm assuming he's not an NFL player.
That is correct. So he is one of the wide receivers on the Titans, and he saw more action last week because Julio Jones was out. He actually ended up being second in targets in last week's game by one. He lost by one target to A.J. Brown, which then brings me to A.J. Brown. He is questionable with an illness. He actually has been downgraded to questionable. I am making the assumption that A.J. Brown is not playing tonight. If he is not playing, then I think Marcus Johnson sees some huge value boost right there. And then, of course, I'm going Dawson Knox. I mean, so for me, this one was easy. And once I made the Marcus Johnson pick, I went to see who I had value left or who I could pick up. And Dawson Knox was right there at the top. So he has scored a touchdown in 4 straight games, which worries me. You know, seems kind of chalky. Probably a lot of people will be betting on him. But he has the chance tonight to break the Bills' single-season touchdown record for tight ends. And we are in, like, what, week 6? He has 5 touchdowns this season. The record for the Bills' touchdowns for tight ends in a single season is at 6. So he can tie it tonight, or he can even break it, which brings me to my side sauce bet of the night. Dawson Knox, 2+ touchdowns at +1,200 odds. Shoot. So there you have it. I know everyone likes a nice little side sauce action.
I really wish you would have went first so I would have known his name, because I did not realize he was this good at football. I didn't know what his first name was. Wish you would have went first. But yeah, let's go Dawson Knox tonight. I've been a fan my whole life.
Clearly, yeah. But I like to keep people on their toes, Diz, you know? It makes it more electric that you didn't know his name, and I was going to ball out and break the single-season Bills tight end record tonight.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, let's review our best bets from Friday. Your boy here went 0-4. I hit a lot of bets this weekend, but the 4 that I missed were my best bets. So that's how it goes sometimes. I mean, the under was a bad beat. I think there was 22 points scored, and we were going into the fourth quarter, and then there was 3 touchdowns scored in 3 minutes. And then, of course, the game went into overtime as well. So just a lot of bad stuff happening there. But, Connor, how did your best bets do on Friday?
So I went 1-3 on my best bets, but – my picks for football on Football Friday went 2-1, and the Bills is my favorite. If that covers, then just follow that and not my best bets, apparently.
Gotcha.
But my best bets, I had Chargers money line. Chargers got smoked.
We know how that one went.
I had the Anaheim Ducks went into overtime. They lost. Kraken and Blue Jackets over 6 points. They only got 3 total. And then Cardinals versus Browns with one I hit over 49.5. I had no question that was going to hit at all.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yep. I'm glad to see you didn't go. Well, actually, you probably wish you would have went my method and just bet your 4 picks for Football Friday, but you would have had an opposite result of what I would have had.
Yeah.
All right, Diz, how'd your best bets do on Friday?
I went 0-2. My martingale did not hit, so we're up to a $10 martingale the next time I take one. And then the Chargers, everyone's down bad because of the Chargers. My tees hit easily except for them, and then they got absolutely demolished. Yeah. So that one hurt me, and then I live and die by the Chargers. I got Herbert, I got Williams on my fantasy teams, so whenever the Chargers do bad, I am down bad. Nonetheless, my Thursday ones, I had two that were not complete before Friday. Iowa got stomped. I don't know what that was about. And then Kentucky did cover 21.5. Certified cover boy needs to stick to the script and stop taking favorites that have double-digit spreads.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's your go-to. I mean, that'd be like me taking it over, right?
Wish you would sometime.
I do, actually, especially in hockey season, but... So in the best bets competition, I am up 11.45 units. Connor is up 1.18 units, and Diz is up 3.74 units.
Where are you at? I missed you. I missed you. Say that again.
11.45.
And I'm at 4?
You were at 3.74.
Oh, chief.
And Connor solved one of my best bets for tonight because he read the episode notes. And let me tell you, if that one hits, you might as well just give me the trophy. I mean, again, it's borderline illegal, but it is gambling, so whatever. We'll move on. All right, best bets of the night. Who wants to start?
I can go ahead and start. So the football man has two football bets on a single game tonight. Separate. I'm not parlaying them together. Okay. I have the Bills minus 6, and I'm taking the over 53.5, both of them at minus 110. Then I have two hockey picks. I'm going right back to the Ducks money line. They've got to hit eventually, right?
I wish that was that easy, but
I got them at plus 154, and then I have the Kraken against the Flyers money line plus 120.
I love the consistency. We can always guarantee on every episode that you're going to have a Kraken best bet, and I love it. Absolutely love it. The fanhood is all the way there. You can tell. That's right. You're even rocking a Kraken a Kraken polo for the podcast. We appreciate that.
You got it. All of my Kraken bets are going to be emotional bets, so maybe don't follow those as closely.
If you had to pick one not to follow, probably the Kraken is probably the one.
They do
the we did message each other this past weekend, and Patrick and I both agree that the Panthers may be the best team in NHL after the way that they've been playing.
For real, though.
Let's not jinx anything, but they're looking real sharp.
Diz, were you going to say something?
Yeah, do the Kraken play the Flyers tonight?
I believe it's tonight.
Okay.
Let me see.
All right. Keep it moving. I'll come back to that when I give my best bets.
Well, you're up, so lay it on us.
All right, so my first one, I have a same game parlay. Need to get some value here on Patty. It's a 5-leg same game parlay, and I went on DraftKings because I hit more same game parlays on DraftKings. Their alternate spreads are better, and it's $25 risk-free instead of 10. So personally, I'm making more funds. I got Bills alternate line plus 3.5, over alternate line 43.5. I got Derrick Henry anytime touchdown score, Josh Allen over 249.5 passing yards, and the Bills over 1.5 touchdowns. I got that at plus 190. I know what you're saying, Diz. That's a 5-leg parlay. How are you only getting plus 190? All of those are locks. Might as well put it in the spreadsheet now, Patty. I'm coming for that ass. I'm going to take the lead in this best bets competition before the end of the week. Okay, second one, I'm jumping on value. You know I love live betting series. Dodgers are down 2-0 to the Braves in the NLDS. I am taking the Dodgers to win that series at plus 168, and I did check that series. If it goes to Game 7, will be over October 24th. So that bet does not hit before the next pod. It does not hit before the end of the week, hopefully, if the Dodgers end up winning the series, but it does hit before the end of October. So I'm going to get that value. I'm going to cash that in order to jump the standings. And then my favorite bet, you guys are going to love it. I am betting with my heart, but there is some logic behind it. I have a NHL parlay Kraken money line versus the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night. Not tonight.
Okay.
Not tonight. And we were talking about this on last pod. I'm solely basing this on the Kraken winning tonight. We talked about hockey's all about being hot. If the Kraken win tonight, playing the next night, a lot of people think it hurts their chances. I think it helps their chances. I think they take two in a row. Really need them to win tonight. So, Connor, I might bet that with you. So they beat the Flyers tonight. Kraken money line versus the New Jersey Devils, and then the Panthers money line against the Lightning. I'm betting with my heart. Two of the hottest teams in the NHL. Love the value on the Panthers. I believe they were plus 160. Just solo money line for a team that's playing great hockey. I know it's early. Combined, that value of that parlay is plus 405. So you're getting 4-1 payout there for our two favorite teams to win. Betting with the heart, but a lot of logic there. I think it's going to cash.
Very nice. Very nice. And Diz, if you're wondering, so I was kind of thinking the same thing you were with the Braves being up 2-0 in that series. I was thinking that that game would pretty much for sure go seven games, and it might just be like a, you know, so now Braves won two at home, Dodgers win two at home, the Braves maybe, you know, steal, maybe every home team wins in this series. If you think the Dodgers can win 4-3 in the series, you can get plus 360 on that. Or if you think the Dodgers win 4-2, you can get plus 500 on that. I think we lost Diz.
It's good value. That's good value.
Just something to think about if you're really on the Dodgers.
Absolutely. Good call.
All right. I'm getting into my best bets tonight. So we're starting off with the Bills minus 6 versus the Titans at minus 105. Great number here. I'm kind of shocked the number's below a touchdown. Big fan on that. But again, this was kind of what we saw with the Eagles-Buccaneers on Thursday night. So it could be another situation where the Bills get up early. The Titans kind of claw the way back and try to backdoor. But I like getting 6 here instead of 6.5. The Titans are a good team if they're completely healthy, but I don't know that we've seen a completely healthy Titans team. I think A.J. Brown will be out, and for sure their best cornerback is going to be out tonight. So I don't know that they'll be their Titans. I don't know that the Titans defense will be able to stop the Bills. I think the Bills defense could at least force a couple stops against the Titans, especially with Tannehill at the helm. I still am not a very big Ryan Tannehill believer. The Bills actually come in with the number one scoring offense and the number one scoring defense, which means they are the best team at not giving up points. So nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Give me the Bills minus the 6. And then this is the one Connor was talking about. That he's like, I didn't know you could bet boost, but there is a FanDuel boost tonight. That is Derrick Henry and Stephon Diggs each to score 1+ touchdowns at plus 300. This to me seems like a easy money, perfect bet. And also, not only do I get tremendous odds, but I'm going against each of them in fantasy football. So I also get the emotion, not the emotional, but just the hedge in general. I'm loving this bet.
Eddie, I thought you were Mr. Anti-Boost.
No. So here's the thing. Boosts are fine. Boosts are perfect. But you should not blindly bet a boost. Too many times and too often, people see a boost and think it's boosted and think FanDuel's giving away money. Or DraftKings or anyone is giving away money. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. You should research. Boosts are great because people think that they're – people have probably researched it. People probably think it is a great bet. But you just got to be careful. You cannot just blindly follow a boost.
Absolutely.
Then I have my final best bet, and this is the one I was talking about. The NBA does start tomorrow. We have two games. We have the Nets versus the former champions Milwaukee Bucks, and then you have the Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors. Now, I have a juicy two-leg parlay. It's technically a four-leg, but for the purposes of being on FanDuel, it is a two-leg parlay. James Harden, 12+ assists, and the Nets to win. That's a player performance double if you're looking for it on FanDuel. I told Connor this before the pod. And then LeBron James, 10+ assists, and the Lakers to win. Diz, do you want to guess what odds I got for those two?
You parlayed the player performance doubles together?
Bingo.
You're allowed to do that?
Bingo.
Connor, I think we might be in trouble, but Patty's automatic with the player performance doubles. If you parlay those together, is that like, don't tell me it's more than like 9-1.
Please. I laugh at your 9-1 comment.
A single one is 9-1.
Yeah.
Why? You hit those all the time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So that you parlay those two together, it's plus 6,981. If those two hit, I get another 70 units on top of you guys for this competition.
Can you take the opposite side of it? Like,
no, you cannot. That is not a thing.
No. I mean, like, personally, me. Could I take, like, Harden 12 plus assists and the Nets to lose?
No.
Can I take?
I mean,
I can't do that.
You
are they already set? Are they already set doubles for you? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, like the player performance doubles on FanDuel, they're preset options, and they're always a good stat from a player, and then that team to win. You couldn't get, like, LeBron James 10-plus assists and Golden State Warriors to win.
Got you. All right. I'm real worried now. I'm not going to lie. Forgot it was performance double season. Patty performance doubles is tough to beat. I'm getting worried. I'm honestly hoping you get hot because I'm just going to ride with you as the slogan of the pod is bet together, win together. You went on a heater with performance doubles last year. Am I wrong there? I remember you popping off. Is that correct?
That is where I lived for the NBA playoffs last year.
Yeah, so might ride with you. Obviously not in best bet competition, but just personally, if you start hitting performance doubles, I might as well just take the L in the best bets competition and boost the bank account.
Which I believe Connor already tried to jump on this or looked at this, and these odds have actually already went down. So I think I got it at the right time. I still imagine you're still getting pretty good odds on that. Did you end up taking that, Connor?
Yeah, they're at like 4,500 now.
Okay, so you lost almost, you know,
a third of it.
Yeah. So that's on me. I got to share this beforehand because if not, then people are missing out on value. But I still think plus 4,500 is still a pretty good deal. All right, boys. It's Monday night. It means we got football tonight, which means I have a Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. Not super juicy tonight, but I still like this one. We got a $25 risk-free bet on DraftKings, and yes, I made sure it was risk-free this time. They took 1 week off just randomly last week, and they're like, they probably got so many people mad at them. They're like, all right, we'll bring it back. Just stop yelling at us. So this is $25 to win $2,525. Our boy, Dawson Knox, first touchdown scorer. He's going to break open the scoring for us. And then again, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown, going against him in fantasy. Stephon Diggs, anytime touchdown, going against him in fantasy. And then Derrick Henry over 79.5 rushing yards. Again, that is an alternate total on FanDuel. I believe his over-under is set at like 95.5. So I'm getting I'm going a little bit lower for less risky pick. And I think, too, that the only way the Titans even keep this close or have a chance is if they run the ball through Derrick Henry. So that's what I've got there. You guys got anything before we call it a Monday?
Yes. Have either of you placed a bet on the first touchdown scorer promo that's going on FanDuel?
I have not. I did not know there was a FanDuel promo.
There is you place $25 on a first touchdown score. If it doesn't hit, then every touchdown that team scores, you get $5 back.
Oh, so shoot. I
would definitely take a Bills player.
Yeah. Huh.
That's
interesting.
That's a great call right there. I did not know that promo was happening.
Yep.
It's gotta be Diggs, right?
Well, I went Diggs.
I may go Josh Allen. Is he going to get a rushing touchdown? I wouldn't be surprised. He probably has insane value as well.
Yeah, Josh Allen's a good one. I was also thinking about this. I know I went Dawson Knox in my Hail Mary same game parlay. Keep an eye on Zach Moss. So I was talking with our coworker Alex. Shout out Alex. I know he probably doesn't listen to this, but I was talking about it with him in the weight room, getting swole, you know, leg day. And last Sunday night, the Bills played in primetime, correct?
Yeah, against
Yes,
the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Bills Chiefs Sunday night. And
Yes.
so what I saw throughout kind of Twitter and all that other stuff was a lot of people were on Zach Moss to score the first touchdown or score anytime touchdown last week because the weather was supposed to be very bad. It was supposed to be rainy. Everyone was on Zach Moss. Now, what I have learned from, you know, just gambling in general, and especially with social media, if everyone is on one person to score one week and they don't score, people get super mad. They say, I'm never betting on him ever again, this, that, or the other. And then the next week they come around and score, maybe even score the first touchdown. So I might be looking at doing a Zach Moss first touchdown score for tonight's game. And especially because, you know, the Titans might be expecting them to do a fade route to Diggs or do a quarterback sneak with Josh Allen. I think almost if you're going to sell out and go after one person, if it's like a read option, I would think you sell out for Josh Allen and you let Zach Moss go free if you have to choose one or the other.
That's a good point.
So something to keep an eye on. But sounds like Diggs is going to be the popular pick. Also, don't sleep on Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is going to be the guy, the option for the Titans. If the Titans get the ball first and they're just driving down, you would have to think Derrick Henry's the guy to go on that one. And he's probably getting better odds than a Stephon Diggs.
You trust that you're going to make your money back if you bet on a Titans player and it doesn't hit?
Oh, yeah, good point. Not really. I totally spaced that. That's a very good point.
You're only focused on the win.
Yeah, exactly. I'm basically ignoring the whole boost portion of it or the benefit of it, so.
That's because Patty doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Even
The
though
only
he's got
four
the
best
worst
bets
record.
in
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I appreciate the enthusiasm, the compliment.
Hyping you up, Patty.
Yep, love it.
Oh, also, happy 60th birthday to Top Dog today.
Oh,
Happy birthday,
sheesh.
Top Dog, one of our top fans. He's been with us for about 2 weeks now.
I think it's a little longer than
A
that.
little bit longer than that, but I will say he is our most interactive fan. He always messages us on Instagram. He has sent us comments on Podbean, where we distribute our podcast from. So yes, shout out Top Dog. Hope it's a great birthday. I'm sure 21 has never looked better. Is anything from you?
I've never met Top Dog, but happy birthday. And also the I'm sure 21 has never looked so good is what you say to an attractive mom. I don't know how I feel about you saying that to Top Dog. But nonetheless, happy birthday, Top Dog. And let's catch some winners.
For the record, I have never met Top Dog either. I've interacted with him through social media. And who's to say Top Dog isn't attractive? I mean, he was half of Connor, so I have to imagine he is a fairly attractive dude.
Thanks for making
Yeah, I was gonna say Connor is not gonna mention that ever again because we made it weird. So
Sorry, I had to.
I thought the guy of guys was as weird as you were gonna take it today.
Connor, you have worked with me for years now. You know that I can make anything weird. I can.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey
Sure
Pat,
thing.
can we change the bet? If I win Best Bets competition this month, can you just never call Connor Guy of Guys ever again?
Okay, I'll take that because instead of having to pay for you for dinner, I just have to stop calling Connor Guy of Guys. Yeah, absolutely. You got that.
Yeah, because I'm gonna cash so much on your performance doubles that I'll just pay for my own dinner.
Okay, yeah, hey,
So
I'll take it.
one last question for the best bets, and we'll have it on here on record. Are we gonna have the person in last place pay for first place, or are both the losers splitting it?
This is something I don't think we've discussed, and this is a very good question.
Did not think about that. Did not.
Because I think it'd be more competitive if you had the last place person, and this is the last place person saying it. It's not like I'm in first place saying this. I think it's more competitive for spots 2 and 3 to compete with each other to not be last place, especially if first place pulls it.
I agree. I like that. And it gets weird if you're like splitting a bill for one person. And so I think I agree with that. I think last place just has to play for first place, and second place just is thankful that they're not in last place.
I think I would agree with that, but that might change my strategy. Probably shouldn't take +400 hockey parlays, but nonetheless, I think that is a good call. I need to rethink my life here. I guess I play for the win.
And you know, Diz, we still have like half of October left, so you got a couple of weeks to get your shit together.
That's true. That's very true.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening again. You can find us on social media at SportsBetByDumb on Twitter and on Instagram. Also on Twitter, you can watch this podcast live. You can see our faces if that's something you're into. If not, I understand that. And then also on our Twitter, in our bio, you can find the link to our YouTube. We are currently trying to get our YouTube up to 100 subscribers, so that way we can get a custom URL. We can just give you guys the URL instead of saying, hey, you have to look at this link with 20 alphanumeric. I had it. I was there. It was like alphanumeric numerals, but that didn't make sense. Alphanumeric characters. I think that's what I was going for. Alphanumeric characters. But anyways, so if you could help us get to 100 subscribers, that's great. We may do something special once we hit 100 subscribers. I haven't talked to these guys about it yet, but I think it'd be something cool, something fun to kind of motivate everyone to check out our YouTube page. And I hope everyone has a nice, profitable week. We got basketball starting up. MLB playoffs are in full swing. NHL's in full swing. And of course, football's still here. It's a great time to be a sports bettor. Hopefully it's profitable, and we will see you guys all on Thursday.